You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, welcome to
episode 222. Great new tools for tracking finances. Hey, Money Clan, a very warm welcome to the Chain of Wealth podcast. I'm your host, Dennis O'Brien.
And I'm Katie Welsh.
So, Kate, I found a super cool tool, which I'm totally nerding out over. And this episode is going to be just chatting about some stuff you can do with it.
I don't really think I've seen you so excited over a new budgeting tool in actually quite a while. So,
yeah,
it is a good one.
Yeah, definitely. So before we dive right in, if you haven't already, let us know what budgeting tool you're currently using. We'd love to hear. Let us know. It's at Chain of Wealth on Instagram or on Twitter. So definitely let us know what tool you use and why you use it. All right, Kate, are you ready to dive right in?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Welcome to Chain of Wealth. Here's your host, Dennis, inspiring you to begin your journey of financial freedom.
All right, Kate, so I got to be honest. This new tool that I've started using is totally cool. And I think the biggest reason that it's cool is I'm a total spreadsheet nerd.
So before we go on and talk all about how great this new tool is, can we please give a shout out to Stephanie from Poorer Than You for giving the recommendation?
Yeah.
And what is this new tool called?
So the new tool itself is called Tiller HQ. Well, it's just called Tiller, but like the website is tillerhq.com. And what the tool is it's a plugin to bring your finances from literally like 20,000 different financial institutions into Google Sheets. So the reason that I like it is because it automatically connects to all your different finances and you basically just go through it and you categorize everything and you can start getting a really, really strong view over your money.
So I have a question for you because we've talked about budgeting a lot on the podcast and we have talked about a lot of other tools that we have used in the past. I'm not going to throw names out there, but how is Tiller different from those other budgeting tools?
Yeah, Kate. So, you know, the thing is, like, when it comes to budgeting, you need to realize that there's two types of tools. Mm-hmm. There's a tool where you are the product, or there's a tool where you're paying for it.
Okay.
Right. And a lot of other tools out there, and I'm not going to drop any names either, but they're free. You know, and okay, if you're not paying for something like Facebook, as an example, you don't pay for Facebook. And as a result, you're the product. That's why on Facebook, there are ads because
constantly, they
have to make money off you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with these other tools that are supposedly free. They're free because they're constantly in your face trying to push some new credit card on you or whatever it is. And they're trying to make money off you in that sense. And look, to be fair, they're free. Like, if you can look past that and say, I'm still going to use this tool because, you know, it's not going to cost me anything, great. But I also think that there is something to be said about paying for a budgeting tool. I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, when you're paying for something, you feel more inclined to have to use it. So with budgeting, very often people just think, oh, well, you know, I have my budgeting app doing its thing in the background and I don't have to do anything. And that's great, but there's not really an incentive for you to be using it versus where you actually are paying for something, you're more inclined to have to use it and feel like you need to get some value out of it.
So hold on, because what you're just telling me doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So we are paying to use Tiller.
Correct.
Isn't it a little like ironic? How much are we paying here? Is it expensive?
It's $5 a month.
Okay, so it's like a coffee.
Yeah, it's like a coffee or, you know, if you really think about it, how much do you pay to stream TV services? You pay way more than $5 a month normally.
Right.
I know Disney Plus just came out and they're like, what, $7-$8 a month? So, yeah, I mean, like it just goes to show like, yeah, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can have a tool that pulls everything into Google Sheets. And if you are good at spreadsheets, this is a great tool. And Kate, the thing is, what I really like about it is you can sort of customize exactly the kind of information you get out of it. So you can decide, okay, I'm going to make certain different categories. And based on the categories that you set up, you can pull different information. And I was really impressed. So we use Robinhood for our investing and our stocks. Mm-hmm. If you want to check it out, chainofwealth.com/Robinhood.
It's amazing. A little side note.
You'll get a free stock if you use that link. but yeah, so we use them. And they literally, you can jump onto Tiller. You can search for Robinhood. You can log into your account and it automatically pulls your information, which is super cool. So say, for example, you wanted to track every single stock you've bought or sold. You can easily do that using spreadsheets, which is a lot easier to do than having to manually sort of log into your account, keep a record of everything. It just automatically works. And what I like is that there's this new add-on that they have called AutoCat, which helps you categorize things. So you can sort of look through it and say, oh, well, today I just pulled in 7 new transactions. You go through to the AutoCAT screen and you literally just click run. And when you click run, it'll run through based on a whole bunch of different rules that you put in place. So as an example, if I've got the word Netflix in my description, it tags it to streaming services automatically. So if I then go back to my transactions tab, it'll go through those different things. And it's a pain the first time you set it up because there aren't really that many rules. But once you've sort of added in a whole bunch of rules, like I just had a look now, I had 7 new transactions. I hit the button and it tagged 6 of them. So there's this new category, which I haven't tagged before. And I will then go into that account and be like, oh, okay, well, this description on the credit card, when that happens, tag it like this. And you can literally run through all your different transactions and tag as much as you can. And based on how you've tagged them, you can get really granular in your budgeting. And I think that, Kate, you know, the thing is, knowledge is power. And the more you can dive into something like this and the more you can kind of learn about where your money's going, the better
so
it is for you.
I do have a couple of questions because you're spreadsheety and I am not.
Right.
And I agree that this is a great tool and it's really awesome to, you know exactly where every dollar is going, especially if you're doing things like trying to get out of debt or, you know, do a little bit of a makeup from past savings towards your retirement. So you definitely need to be tracking all that. But I'm not going to lie to you. For me, looking at this spreadsheet is super overwhelming. Like it's just like a million little squares with tiny little font in it.
Right.
Is there any kind of like tip or trick or something to make it a little less overwhelming?
Yeah. So Kate, the way that you set it up initially is you log into this web app as such, which is just sort of like a backend to show you, you know, like how to add your accounts and everything else. And that's on the Tiller HQ website. And once you're logged in, you basically go through and you search for all your accounts. So you'll be like, oh, I have an account with B of A. Let me look for that bank. And then you search for it. And then when you find it, you can then log in with your account. That then automatically uses like crazy security. It's got like SSL and all sorts of great encryption and stuff. So your account data is totally safe. But once you log in, you can sort of say, oh, well, I've got these 10 different accounts. I want to pull 6 of them into this application. So you can literally decide what accounts you want to pull into your spreadsheets. Then when you're done, now I know at this point you're like, this is great, but I still have to use a spreadsheet.
Well, I was just thinking like, could I, you know, bring in a couple accounts at a time and kind of get used to it? And break down that learning curve. And then once I feel a little bit more comfortable,
right,
then I can, okay.
Yes.
So you don't have to jump in like completely head first. You can kind of like feel it around with your toes first.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So maybe you have one credit card and you know, you want to sort of see that one credit card and how you're spending money on that card.
Okay.
You could just link one card And based on that, you can sort of start pulling in your information and start categorizing stuff. But real quick, before we just take a quick break over here, what you can do, Kate, is you can pull, like when you start up the app, you can sort of download the templates. So they've built these templates already for you. And you can click on that and it downloads a local copy into your own Google Drive. And then you literally just click like authenticate and you log in with your account and it will pull information for you based on their reporting.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So right before we come right back, let's just take a quick little second and say a very big thanks to our sponsor.
So Den, in this new world that we're living in with COVID-19 and social distancing, it's really a fine line of having to struggle between staying safe and healthy, but then still maintaining your life. And one of my facets is having to get my regular routine mailing and things done like that.
Yeah, Kate. And that's where Stamps.com comes in for us. And, you know, they can help so many other businesses as well. You know, anything you need to do when you need to go into a post office, you can now do online with Stamps.com. And in fact, you can actually save up to 40% of the shipping costs that you would pay at the post office at Stamps.com. And the best part is it's all right from your computer. So it makes it super easy and convenient.
So now you don't even have to worry about being affected by coronavirus or getting sick or, you know, touching any kind of surfaces that are unclean to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Kate, right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Simply go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in chain of wealth, one word. That's stamps.com, enter chain of wealth.
I think right now especially is the best time to be trying stuff that you can do from home.
Absolutely. Stay safe, my friends.
All right, Kate. So hit me up with some questions. What are you sort of thinking about this tool?
I like it. So I'm going to start with that. Can you pull it up onto the screen quickly?
Of course.
So we're looking at our
transaction detail.
Our transaction detail, like live. It has stuff that we bought yesterday. So once I get over the anxiety of so many lines and how often we eat, yikes. So what is something that people should know? I don't even know where to start with my questions. So give me something.
Yeah. So once you're logged into the account, the most important tab you're going to spend a lot of time on is your transactions tab. And that'll be a list of all transaction detail from your account. Now, the most important thing here is learning how to categorize all your transactions. So initially when you log in, there won't be any categories. It'll just be a list of all your transactions. So what you want to do is you want to start adding different categories and start deciding how to categorize stuff. So as an example, I can click on this line item here, hit the drop down, and there are all my different categories that
which
I've set up here.
Which is food.
Yeah. So, but effectively, this is a whole bunch of different categories okay. that I've set up based on stuff that we do. So there's also a categories tab. And if you're on the categories tab, you can start adding in different categories.
Oh, okay.
Now, what you can do here as well is you can group the different categories too. And you can label them as whether they should be hidden from reports or not.
What does that mean? Like hiding money?
No. Not hiding money. So say, for example, I have money that I spend for my job and okay. I get reimbursed.
Okay.
I can mark to hide that as like an expense.
Oh, okay.
Because if I'm spending, let's say $500 for a hotel for my job, that's not really my personal budget
right.
and I'm going to get paid back for that money. Something else you can do in the categories tab is you can sort of set monthly budgets for each different category. So as an example, I have over here that electricity, we budget about $150 a month for.
Okay.
And you know, like you'll sort of go through this whole list and create whatever categories you want. Once you've tagged all your transactions, like I said, they've got this AutoCAT feature, which allows you to set certain rules. So as an example, I'm looking at this one here for Giant Food. if the description contains giant food, it tags to groceries.
For a little disclaimer, that is a grocery store, not super large food.
Right.
For people who don't live in the Northeast.
Yeah. And Amazon, it tags to Amazon purchases. So we check all of our Amazon purchases separately as well.
Okay.
So what you can sort of do is start creating these rules for your different categories, and then you'll be able to automatically apply these categories for your different transactions. Now, where this becomes useful, where you start looking at your monthly budget, you can start looking at a whole bunch of different categories for whatever month or year or however long you want to do. And you can see, okay, well, let's see how we're doing in gas for the month. Okay, we budgeted $30. We've spent $24.32 this month on gas.
So we have $5.68 left over?
Correct. And okay, that isn't gas for our car. That's gas as a house expense.
Oh.
So, you know, like you can sort of track as many categories as what you want and really get super granular. So initially when I downloaded the spreadsheet, it just had utilities. And I was like, no, I don't just want to see utilities. I want to see the exact utilities that we have. So I added in different categories and I started tagging stuff. So you can really get super granular and you can see where you're over or under and effectively.
And now how can you tell if you're over or under here?
Okay, so in this available column is how much money you have left. So this is for October. So we're recording this now on end of November. So there, obviously October's come and gone. So we're looking at our budgeted versus actual income and expenses. And we can see over here.
And that available number is what was left over.
Correct. How much is left over.
Okay.
So for our expenses, as an example, we still have an available $242 on our expenses, which means that our actual spending was less than our budgeted spending for this month.
Look at that, living below your means.
Right, which means we're below our means here and we managed to live within all the categories. The only problem with something like this is you're looking at a cash perspective and maybe one-off expenses are a little bit trickier to factor in. But you could still put that in your budget and every month you know that you need to have certain money left over. So that's really cool. And also, if your account isn't here for whatever reason, you can manually tag and manually bring in an account and, you know, like just have it as a sort of offline item, which is pretty cool. So as an example, on our Robinhood, we use some of their margin facility, which means they lend us money that we can use our money to invest. And previously, when we pulled the report here, it showed everything, including our margin. And I was like, no, I don't want to include our margin in our net worth because that's not our money. So I added in this negative balance for the margin and you can see it separately on our report tab and we know exactly how much money we actually have.
Now, I'm going to slow down and ask a question comparing to our old budgeting tool. And you didn't like the old one as much because a lot of times it would miscategorize what we would be spending our money in. And then we would have to do a lot of shuffling around and you really had to look at it more closely. Does Tiller kind of eliminate that, you know, little extra hassle?
Yeah. So Tiller by itself just links to Google Sheets.
Okay.
So it's effectively aggregating data for you. It's up to how you categorize stuff to sort of pick up those rules. But what I like, Kate, is the categorization is super specific. I can say when money is received into this account that's between certain dollar value and has a certain description, then do this or categorize it like however.
Okay.
And in doing so.
And is it like tricky to do?
No, it's super easy. Okay. So there's literally one tab here. And this is actually a plugin for Tiller. And it's also free. It's called AutoCat. And you're able to sort of say exactly what rules there are here. So
okay. You
can say, oh, when the transaction description is online payment and the account is American Express, mark that as a credit card payment. And credit card payments is excluded from my report.
Okay.
So you can get super duper granular. And I'm looking over here and I've already got over 100 different categorizations
in
all of our
there.
Accounts. But it's super, like the thing is, the more time you spend categorizing stuff, the easier it'll be to manage your money because it automatically tags it on a monthly basis.
Well, and I like how it shows you how you're doing in accordance to your budget and how much you have left. And it shows you with these nice graphs and everything because I'm very visual. Looking at a spreadsheet is hard for me. but I really enjoy the monthly budget view.
Yeah.
That is not as overwhelming.
Yeah. And it also tells you like your cash flow, and there's also an annual budget as well. If you also want to see more on a holistic level and see where you're spending money, obviously like historical data is a little bit trickier. So I think they pull 90 days or so worth of transactions.
Okay.
Which is okay to start. But if you are moving from another budgeting tool, you can obviously just import that and really see where you're at.
Very cool.
Yeah. So.
So what is our goal with this? Is this to help us really track where we're spending our money even better, to help us grow our net worth? Because you kind of came home and you're like, I found this new great budgeting tool and I've synced everything. And we actually really haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking with it?
Kate, I think it's just going to give us better control over our money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like talking about budgeting as well, I think it'll help us reviewing our money and our budgets on a monthly basis. And we'll be able to really know where our money is going in a better way and work towards long-term goals. And because it's in spreadsheets and I like really am a spreadsheet nerd, I'm able to like forecast stuff and do all sorts of fancy things, which I think we'll be able to utilize to plan our money a lot better.
I will say the other day when you were, you know, kind of playing around with Tiller before we recorded the podcast, you looked so happy. You're like, ooh, I can really analyze everything. And, you know, I can do this and this and this. And I think that's awesome. You should, because people do need to be into the habit of tracking where their money's going instead of like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, Kate. And you know, the more of a habit you get into and the easier it is for you to track something, the more likely you are to do it. And I think that, you know, being able to see your money in a holistic view in the way that you want to see it and what works for you is what's important. And look, Tiller may work for me because I like spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. Someone else may prefer a web app that's a little bit simpler.
Right.
Someone else may, you know, like they want to make be a bit more old school and use like literally a notepad and try and figure stuff out and plan that way. At the end of the day, you should be using whatever works for you. And I think that will do quite well off this.
Yeah, I agree. Because budgeting is a very, it has to be something that you can keep up with and something that you are going to do. If you get overwhelmed and you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to be using it and you're not going to be tracking it. So I think I appreciate the fact that you touch on the fact that everybody budgets a little bit differently. There is no right or wrong way.
Right. Cool. Well, if you guys would like to check out Tiller, head out to their website. It's tillerhq.com and let us know on Instagram what your thoughts are. It's at Chain of Wealth on Instagram. All right, Money Clan, we'll catch you next time on another episode of Chain of Wealth.